to send you a message of joy and happy Thanksgiving. Thursday, the 28th of November, and just a few days, couple of weeks before I'll be heading your way.
Make it so the doctor gave him
3 weeks.
I think he told him he was all right.
I'll be coming to see you on your birthday,
Dad,
baby.
He would like to make a
and a happy birthday
to
it'll
you
be, too.
He wanted to tell you about
well,
his
today being Thanksgiving,
to tell you what he thinks
I worked all day. And I didn't even go up to the compound and get the usual Thanksgiving heavy-laden dinner.
I received a nice tape from
not that I'm not thankful.
This morning, but honey,
it's just that circumstances are
wrong.
Such that I
it's
just didn't get around to going up and eating a big meal.
We did hear about
we had a regular
having.
Work day here.
You said that it was up to your waist.
We
That's
have... Oh, I guess
I took
there's
the
supposed to have been some kind of holiday, but we don't have holidays as such. They did prepare a meal up at
the
MACV compound, I think, and some of
the
districts
side.
Had Thanksgiving
to
turkeys sent to them to cook up.
And
in fact,
that
the Mr. Burke
from,
and Ed Dillery went down to Tunia for their
like
Thanksgiving meal,
Vietnamese, so I
and
it
was pretty good, I guess they said.
The
anyway, I wasn't invited out, and I didn't want to go up to the compound tonight. So when it came time to knock off work, Ed Dillery and I went up to play a little tennis. And I played a couple of sets of tennis,
of
which is better
ago.
For me than anything
so
else.
He decided he wanted to make you tape
I had put on a little weight, I guess.
This
I thought I was
I
heavier
tape,
than I actually am.
I got all excited
I was
and
talking to one of the doctors today over in the Canadian hospital, and
so I, could hear what you had
I jumped on his scale, and I weighed 180 pounds.
But I'll take it back
so
to
that isn't too bad
I think he
for
has
me. I
to
could get
you.
Down five, 10 more pounds, probably be a lot better off. Maybe I will, who knows?
He has Ruth out
I'm feeling real good,
him,
and I played tennis pretty good, moved
good,
around
I
real
think.
Fine. And I can't
Dad
complain
just
too much
to
about
me and said, hurry up, Florence, so I guess he wants to talk to you.
The way things
but
are.
Before I turn it over to him, honey, I want to tell you how much I love
I'm
you.
I'm having a
how
rough
much
time
I miss
mentally.
You, and I'll be so glad.
I'm still fighting this.
You're on your way home.
New arrangement
we'll
on the job.
Spend a nice
the way they
Christmas
set up the
together.
Job.
I want
I
you to take
seem
care
to
of yourself
make any
and
progress.
Keep well.
I can't.
Don't gain too
I'm
much
just
weight.
A little bit out of.
And I don't know whether you ought to eat too many more of those
sphere.
Apple pies.
But I guess
but
you can't
just
have
take
everything,
care of
and
keep well.
I guess I can
I
hang on
you,
for
Carly.
Seven more
Goodbye.
Months. 6 or 7 more months.
Hello there, boy.
Until I get.
How are you doing? When we left you
till I
on
get
that
my
tape
you
sent us,
after.
You was in the.
And
down
of
on the
se- road, se-
up on the second floor, but downstairs you was in water up to your knees.
To the next.
What'd you do about
level?
It? How'd you get out?
Now.
What's been going on since then?
30, I think it was, the last
Well, things are about the same here.
It's almost $3 from when I bought it
we got
3 months
quite
ago.
Politicum.
And that's pretty good.
Session going
pretty
on.
Pretty good. I think if I'm...
But,
if she keeps...
You know, I think
like
when
that,
old Nixie gets in there, he's going to stand
nice
over a bunch of these... Hickeys we have over here, along with a few good men, and they'll straighten that out.
I guess
but
money's
I
not
know.
Too important anymore.
Well, I went hunting.
Depends upon what you want to buy.
Got a nice antelope.
And it looks like
done pretty good shooting.
Purchase desires are pretty high.
Alvaro wouldn't let me bring it in the house.
Too high for you and I.
I had to give it away to some Mexican.
Well,
but I kept a quarter of it, and we brought that in, and we cooked some stew off of it. Boy, it was good. It was really good meat if you know how to take care of it.
Some kind of vacation, you might have to give a Thanksgiving.
Well, so much for hunting.
Well,
how's things going?
I hope if you have to work that.
Well, I went to the doctor.
But everything goes well. And I don't know, you're going over to Aunt Stacia's and Uncle Bob's. That's real nice.
I'm doing pretty good.
And I expect that you'll get your little tummy filled up over there.
Said he thought I was doing pretty good.
Well, I haven't received too much mail here lately. I guess I'm expecting buku packages or something. See, there was something that I did receive. Oh, I told you, I think that I received the nice the fruit juices, the powdered fruits drink that makes 2 gallons per package, or a little bit, I guess. You can make it by the drink. That's pretty strong stuff, 2 gallons a package.
So we're going down home tomorrow.
We have a hard, very difficult condition trying to save the stuff we open.
I think Jim and Mary's up in
the
Rollins.
We buy cans of stuff. It comes in gallons, and it comes in half gallons, and it comes in big cans.
10 days ago.
Damn it, we open it,
and most of them
and
there,
we can't use it, like jams and jellies, and it sits around.
We were sick at the time.
We get gallon cans of ketchup,
and
it takes us a million years to use it.
But I think
pretty soon we throw it out. See what I threw? I threw out some apples. I opened up some apples.
The gym
had to throw them out, but
they went up on the plane.
And this juice drink, if we use it, if I make 2 gallons, there's 2 gallons sitting in the ice box from now on. Which reminds me, I got 6 gallons of milk sitting in there in a carton, and it's been sitting there for 2 weeks. I better look at it. It's probably gone the way of most milk goes,
and
hasn't even been touched.
I don't know.
It's sure a shame that this has to be wasted.
I'm sitting here
in such a
looking out this window of yours, looking out here.
We
it's
can't
all
give it all out.
Going by and
I've got
big time.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10,
big
about 15 pounds of chipped beef.
We'll say about
in,
this piece,
oh, five, ten,
here.
About 50 pounds of chipped beef down there in 10-pound boxes. I can't even give it away to anybody.
They ain't going to give nothing. Had all the
brown swagger. Somebody brought in, they had a party, and somebody
that's
brought in
a
8 big long 2-foot sticks of brown swagger, which is something like a meat spread.
In this country doing what they've done.
Real good tasting stuff.
Well, if I was over there,
my
I
God,
would,
to eat that, it would take 27 years.
In either.
So we try and give it out,
well, they think all
give
they
it
have
to people,
and
put in their ice box. We have a little luck sometimes, and poor
careful,
luck most of the time.
But
I think that I'll just clean that out one of these days.
I guess in 100 years from now, never
give it away.
About it.
Got a lot of hamburger that's sitting there old.
Seems like there's a lot. There's some people. And that John,
it's a heck of a note. We got three ice boxes in here. And we need another one. Which reminds me, I got to check on one tomorrow. I haven't ordered any. I should have. I've ordered some, but they never get the order out. These things just go by the board. Well, this is the way she goes, and I'm going to quit complaining one of these days and just sit back. Although I'm excited and upset now about some personnel dealings that's going on, and I'm not doing much to help the cause, which is a lot of problem to me, because I see I've got to get people examined and physically examined and get some work done that I haven't got done. So I think I'll start talking about something else. I'm going to start talking about coming home.
Friday morning, I met the doctor. I guess Tom told you that.
I don't know what to plan on coming home. I guess, like all my other homecomings, just let nature take its course.
See what comes up
and fill the bill as it comes up.
Anne Marie came up.
I think first I just want to hang around.
On Friday.
Rest my tootsies in front of your fireplace.
And stayed till Wednesday. And we were going to take her to Denver.
See what
to the plane. And on Wednesday, and Tom got sick, so we couldn't take her down. She went by plane again. And they're going to move to a different apartment this weekend, and they have a market next week, all week. So they're going to be very busy. Dale was in North Carolina when she was here. But she hadn't been home for 3 years, so we really enjoyed having her. Verna is still working with the real estate, but she's not doing too much. She has sold a couple of houses and rented some and so forth, but she hadn't made any money to speak of. Not any, as far as the expense she's been to. And Jackie went to work for the state about a month ago in the old Miller store building. And she said, well, it's a job. She's not very crazy about it, but she feels she's making some money and will go back to school next year maybe. And she's going to play in the symphony orchestra in Cheyenne. They got her a oboe and she's practicing with them. And Mary and Ray got new carpet for their living room. She never had carpet on it before. It looks real nice. And Linda's up in Casper College. I think I told you that in my letter. I'm glad you got it. I wondered if I had the correct address. I still have a little cold, but I'm better. Seems like I can't get rid of it. Well, we'll be going back home tomorrow and may stop in Fort Collins to see the folks down there. I don't know whether Mary and Jim are in Ralph's or not this week. She said they were going down. Lauren says to tell you, Boulder won the homecoming game today, 41-27. And it was a nice day, except pretty windy, warm, about 70 degrees, I think. Here. Went over to the commissary this morning, folks and I. Tom stayed home. He's feeling better tonight, so I think he'll be all right. Well, that's all I've got to say. I guess this time, goodbye.